Sounding that close to a pipe organ requires the Hammond to produce an astonishing variety of tones. Inside the organ, it has something to do with what they call tone wheels, notched discs spinning near magnets. But for the Hammond player, the magic is in these drawbars.
Welcome to Jazz Organic, a weekly radio stop for the truest American art form as played on the Hammond B3 organ. My name is Andy Schultz. This week, a special edition of Jazz Organic as we'll talk to New York City organist Brian Charette. We'll hear from Brian in a little bit. Let's hear some of his music first from the recording Back Up with Henry Hay and Jochen Ruckert. This tune here is Tad's Delight here on Jazz Organic. Thank you. joined by Brian Charette, New York City organist and friend of the show, always willing to spend time with us. And so, Brian, I had just been thinking recently as I had searched some of your streaming service playlists on Spotify. Mm-hmm. I've seen that you have your favorites out there that you've posted over the years, and you're never afraid to share what has inspired you. Every time we've talked, you've mentioned who some of your inspirations have been over the years. And so I just wanted to maybe get just a dig down into what it is that – what are these specific cuts maybe that have spoken to you over the years? What are some of the historic organ cuts or maybe some of the newer organ cuts that you say, oh, man, that hits me deep and it makes me want to write in that style or play in that style? So I know we've talked a little bit about Jimmy Smith over the years. Do you have a favorite Jimmy Smith album, a favorite cut of his?
I would have to say my favorite album is Organ Grinder Swing. I also love Furthering Adventures with Wes Montgomery. I've been getting into House Party lately on Will Blade's suggestion. Do you know Will? Great organist.
Yeah. Sure.
So we were hanging out and he was telling me about House Party and I wasn't really knowledgeable of the recording, and I've been into that lately. I was also very into Jack McDuff. Honey Dripper was a big album for me. Of course, Larry Young's work with Grant Green and Larry Young Unity were big albums for me. Super into that. I really got into, at a point, the older organists, too. Not the older organists, but the ones who were around first. And, you know, Jimmy Smith comes out in around 1955, and a lot of people don't know that there was, like, 20 years of organ, maybe 25 years of Hammond organ. Is 1929 when the Hammond organ comes out? I'm not sure. But there was lots of people. Wild Bill Davis. I think we share a birthday, actually. Ethel Smith I'm really into. And they played a very different style of organ from Jimmy Smith, you know. So at a point, I got very into that kind of music, too. Korla Pandit, this kind of snaky organ music. I was into all the periods of Hammond organ.
That's great. Well, let's kick it off with some Jimmy Smith. How about from Organ Grinder Swing, the title cut?
Sure. Okay, great.
Thank you.
So, Brian, you mentioned Melvin Ryan as one of those inspirations, playing with Wes Montgomery on some of those recordings. Did you have a favorite amongst the ones of those who had played?
I like the first three albums. I really loved Besame Mucho. Was that on Boss Guitar? I loved a song called Fried Pies. I was really into his bebop, and supposedly he was not very knowledgeable about the Hammond organ when he made these recordings. So he has a pretty unorthodox style, and he has an unusual second harmonic sound with no vibrato that I really love. And when I first started to play organ, especially, I was into this kind of sound. So Melvin Ryan, I would say, was actually my first early influence, and I was very lucky to get to hear him play very much at Smoke in New York, where he used to play a lot with Peter Bernstein in the last years of his life. So they were great friends and put amazing concerts on.
Yeah, Boss Guitar, as you mentioned, Besame Mucho, Fried Pies, both on that recording. And
well,
so
there you go.
Let's check a couple
played,
of those out.
Yeah, great bebop lines. I love the bebop lines from Melvin Ryan. Thank you. There's a great Sam Yahel album we were talking about called Truth and Beauty. I think he's a great composer, has a very unusual approach to the organ. He's a genius guy. I've known him for many years. Actually, I had two organ lessons in my life. One was with Sam Yahel and one was with Larry Goldings, actually. They were both incredible lessons. Larry Goldings is also an incredible organist. So Truth and Beauty is, to me, a great modern sound of the organ, which I'm very interested in. And Sam also has a penchant for the second harmonic, this very straight kind of sound, too, which is a little different from, you know, for those of you that don't know, Jimmy Smith and many, there's two harmonics in the percussion of the Hammond organ. And most of what you hear is the third harmonic, which is what Jimmy Smith plays very much of the time, and most organ players play. The second harmonic is a little woodier kind of sound, and I, even though I don't use it as much as I used to, I'm really attracted to that sound. Sam uses it a lot. Melvin Ryan, who we spoke about, uses it. Freddie Roach, who I really like, uses it.
So Sam Yahel Trio, which is Joshua Redman, Brian Blade, that recording Truth and Beauty.
Is there a song called Sabra on that?
There is. ¶¶ That tune was called Sabra from the Samyahel Trio, the recording Truth and Beauty. On the other side of a short break, more from my conversation with organist Brian Charette, next here on Jazz Organic. We're talking to Brian Charette, who is kind enough to join us on Jazz Organic, and I'm just picking his brain, just trying to see what recordings over time have really fired him up, inspired him to play. And so, how about Stanley Turrentine and Shirley Scott? I know you've mentioned their names.
Yep, Common Touch.
Yeah, Common Touch. Is there a tune from that?
Buster Brown was my favorite.
Yeah.
And, you know, she has a very different approach to the organ. She doesn't use percussion a lot at all, but she plays in this kind of block chord style, which was very mysterious to me when I was learning about organs. So I subsequently got very into her. She has a wonderful style and was, of course, married to Stanley T. Thank you.
Thank you.
also really love the funky Lou Donaldson albums, Everything I Play is Funky, and Alligator Boogaloo, mm-hmm. that has Lonnie Smith on organ. Did you ever hang out with Lonnie Smith?
I have not personally. He's been to Chicago a couple of times in the last few years.
And he's quite a jokester. You know, yeah. he's a very lovely man.
I've always heard he's just awesome to deal with. So
I'll be sitting next to him and he won't look at me for a while, you know. And then after about a minute, he puts his cane on my foot. And then he slowly turns to you and he goes, "You owe me money." Or he'll say, "I hate you." But he's a lovely man. And I remember we were at the NAMM show one year, and we both play for Hammond. I'm sure you know my friend Akiko Tsuruga. Mm-hmm. We were taking Dr. Lonnie to lunch, you know. And if you've ever been to the NAMM show, you kind of walk through this big exhibit hall, to get to the food place that is basically on the corner of the huge convention center, Anaheim Convention Center. We couldn't get more than three steps before everyone just stopped us and swarmed Dr. Lonnie. You know, everyone wanted to talk to him. Everybody knew him, and he was very gracious, spoke to everybody. You know, I wouldn't say that I know him very well, but from these NAMM shows, we've gotten to know him pretty well, and he's a lovely guy, you know.
From Lou Donaldson, the recording Alligator Boogaloo, one of the favorites of organist Brian Charette. Thanks for joining me for this special edition of Jazz Organic, and a special thanks to Brian for joining and sharing some of his favorites. This is Jazz Organic. You've been listening to Jazz Organic, your radio home for jazz on the B3 organ. Comments or questions? Email jazzorganic@gmail.com, facebook.com/jazzorganic, or follow on Twitter for show updates, twitter.com/jazz_organic. Jazz Organic is a co-production of Lakeshore Public Media and Chicago's Home for Jazz, WDCB. Until next time, I'm Andy Schultz.